recording.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, are there any changes to the revised agenda that was circulated?
The revised agenda was sent out on the 17th. And the purpose of that revised agenda was to add the LT Associates LLC, and that was for the purpose of conditional use 1772 and change of zone 1630. And the purpose of that change was to allow for the distribution of the impact study from DLDOT.
Okay.
Thereby, we start the 20-day public comment period on that traffic impact study. And I'll submit that to you later.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised agenda as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 10, 2008 meeting.
I've received no corrections other than from Mr. Roberts.
Few minor. Just
all right, then.
Typographical type corrections. Nothing really of substance.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of January 10, 2008 as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 10, 2008 meeting as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1707, the Keith Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1707 for the Keith Corporation for a retail store and mini storage based upon the record for the following reasons. Proposed use as a tractor supply company and mini storage will benefit the residents of the area and the agriculture operations in this area. The site is designated as a growth area under current Sussex County land use plan. These areas to the north, south, and east of the site are zoned and used commercially and include automotive sales, boat sales, retail, a trucking company, a lumber company, and other uses. The proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Proposed retail and self-storage facility shall substantially conform with the preliminary site plan submitted with the application. On-site water wells and wastewater systems shall comply with all county and DENREC requirements. The applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning the project. Stormwater management shall meet or exceed all county and state requirements. Security and parking lot lighting shall be screened with downward illumination to avoid shining on neighboring properties. The self-storage facility shall be surrounded by a security fence, and arrangements shall be made with the Seaford Fire Company to coordinate emergency access to the site. Access to the self-storage facility by tenants should be only between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. and no outside storage, including vehicles and boats, shall be permitted at the self-storage facility. A landscaping plan shall be submitted as part of the final site plan review, showing all buffers, including the existing buffer along the westerly property line. The applicant shall be allowed to erect signage as permitted in the CR1 zoning district of the county zoning code. The areas to be used for outside storage or display associated with the retail facility shall be clearly designated on the final site plan. The final site plan shall be subject to the approval and planning zoning commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1707, the Keith Corporations, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1714, Bernard Dara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1714, the applicant, Bernard Dara. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1714 for Bernard Dara for a multifamily dwelling structure based upon the record and for the following reasons, these reasons being: the property that is the subject of this application is not suitable for the type of multifamily development that has been proposed under the conditional use. It is a pre-existing single-family lot with an irregular shape located immediately adjacent to the Assawoman Canal. The surrounding properties in the immediate vicinity of the project consist primarily of single-family homes or lots. The multifamily project that is proposed would not be in character with the neighboring and adjacent single-family properties. The Sussex County Engineering Department has commented that the project is located in an area of residential single-family lots and that the proposed project exceeds system design assumptions for the area. According to the Engineering Department, the proposed project is a density of 5.33 units per acre, which exceeds the system design assumption of 1 EDU for the property. For this reason, Sussex County Engineering Department has recommended against approving the project that exceeds the design assumptions and capacity allocations for the sewer system. County Engineering has stated that there is not sewer capacity for four units, and the applicant has not provided a firm confirmation that central water is available from a water utility for the property to justify the increased density in this zone. The applicant did not provide an environmental impact study report by a credentialed environmental assessment professional.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1714 Bernard Dara for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is an ordinance amendment relating to lot maintenance, relating to the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats and prohibited growths and accumulations.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of the proposed ordinance to repeal Chapter 80 relating to lot maintenance and to amend Chapter 115 relating to parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats for the following reasons. While the purpose of the ordinance makes sense, how it is currently drafted is of concern. Lot maintenance and prohibited growth should be addressed in an ordinance separate from issues regarding parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles, boats, and trailers. The ordinance concerning vehicles should be separate since many concerns are different from the lot maintenance and growth proposal. With some fairly minor revisions, a separate vehicle ordinance could be acted on favorably. An ordinance relating to the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats on lots is a good idea. However, County Council should consider limiting its effect to areas designated under the Comprehensive Development Plan as either developing areas or town centers, and it should only apply to vehicles unregistered for more than 1 year. The proposed language concerning prohibited growth and accumulations is the same as what previously existed in Chapter 80 of the Code for many years. However, the wording should be clarified. The proposed wording is too broad to distinguish between ornamental grass or landscaping, and it does not address some growths that may be appropriate for environmental reasons or rural areas of the county that are sparsely populated. As with the ordinance relating to vehicles and boats, perhaps the ordinance should be directed towards developing areas and town centers.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of the ordinance amendment relating to lot maintenance, relating to the parking, storing, and maintenance of vehicles and boats and prohibited growths and accumulations for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Chair would like to thank Mr. Burton for the work that went into that, and others of you who I know studied this, and I think that's a thoughtful and succinct recommendation from us to the council. We certainly need an ordinance, just maybe not this one. So, thank you, gentlemen. Our next item.